talk about what Beeson has brought since his arrival.
Yeah. John has been a great voice for us. On a defense, you don't think that you need a quarterback, but you need a quarterback. You need someone that can go in and command the front and relate to the back row, and John has been able to do that. He is very good at understanding situations and then being able to talk to all of his defensive players and play the game at a fast tempo. And it's remarkable that he's been able to come in midway through the season and, you know, learn a terminology. We're not all there yet. You know, we're still communicating and working. There's a lot of communication that takes place, but play at the level that he's playing at. So my hat's off to him.
Is he the kind of guy who lifts up his teammates?
I think we have several guys like that. You know, I think that, you know, John's one of those guys. I think Antrell Rowe's one of those guys. I think Justin Tuck's one of those guys. I think Terrell Thomas is one of those guys. So I think we have several guys that do that.
At this point, are you surprised? Like, there was almost a knock on him coming out of Carolina that he just wasn't healthy anymore. But even Tom said he hasn't slowed down a bit since he's gotten here. Were you surprised?
I would say, yeah, a little surprised from that standpoint. But, you know, I think as a professional athlete, he's done a good job of taking care of his body. Mm-hmm. And I think that our training staff has done a good job of monitoring that. And I think Tom has done a good job of saying, hey, you know, boy, his heavy work days are these days, and we don't give him as much on this particular day. So I think as a whole, as an organization, and then as a professional for John, you know, we've tried to monitor him and you know, do the right things for him to sustain.
Almost kind of like a situation with Terrell, or is it a little bit different?
It's a little different.
Yeah.
Just a little different.
Well, you talked about workload. I mean, could you just talk about, I guess, the workload that Kiwi had in the last game? I guess I don't think he had one
Kiwi
snap.
And Tuck.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Both of them didn't have a single snap off. I mean, in terms of Kiwi, I know there's run stopping and there are a lot of things that go into it, but how much for a defensive end is getting those sacks? I mean, how much does that help confidence when you actually get on the sheet with the sacks? And how much do you think he needs to break through in that?
Yeah, you know, that's such a big word for media, for fans, and for everyone. But you don't talk about how well they play in the run game until we're poor in the run game. And then you say, boy, they can't play the run. And he's doing a hell of a job in playing the run game, you know. And so that's the word sack is a way for us to knock a guy when they don't get on the board, but he might be playing and doing a hell of a job like Justin Tuck's doing in the run game. And so, you know, Kiwi, he finished the game for us against the Raiders, you know, with a sack, cost, fumble, et cetera. And so Tuck, he was able to come and do that last week. And you know, I think they're going to complement each other, and you'll see Kiwi come back and have a strong game, if not this game, the next game. So it's important because that's what, you know, the media and that's what the fans talk about, sacks, sacks, sacks. But, you know, those guys do a hell of a job in their workload of playing the run game, and that takes a lot of work too.
Do you think a defensive end goes home after having had a sack, just, I don't know, with a little bit more confidence or feeling better about the job that he did when he gets, whatever, sack and a half? Or
I think they take a lot of pride in playing the run, and then when they're able to get sacks, I think that's a feather in their cap. And but everybody's known for their ability to sack the quarterback. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so, you know, do they go home feeling better? I don't know. You have to ask them that, okay? But I know that we feel good about them being able to be a complete football player.
You talked about the run defense. You guys have done a very good job against physical backs, Alfred Morris last week. Now they're going to throw a guy, Woodhead. He's a little different. How do you adjust to that, or do you have to?
I think you have to. I mean, it's going to be a challenge for us to do that. They have really several good backs, and Woodhead's a change of speed back. And so that's something that we really haven't seen as much this year. And so it's going to take us probably, you know, a lot of focus and concentration on him being able to dart in and out and getting hats to the ball to control him.
You seem to be saying before that maybe Beeson is still a little bit of a work in progress as he learns here, and I guess you learn him. I mean, is there still more to see out of him, do you possibly believe?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, he's obviously we have some things that we call and he is not as familiar with, and it's sometimes it's a little foreign to him, or it doesn't click as fast as you would like for him to, because he's not been through an OTA with us. You know, he's not been through a training camp with us. And then sometimes we as coaches have to say, whoa, I can't make that call, or I can't Beeson hadn't done that enough, you know, to really execute that as well as we'd like to. So, yeah, you know, again, my hat's off to him because he's done a lot of the things that and execute a lot of the things that we would like to do at a very high level, and there's more that we can do once he, you know, learns the complete package.
With the Perry, do you think McBride's going to be okay this week, or do you think you have to go with Hosley?
You know, that's a training room decision. He practiced today. He practiced yesterday. He practiced today. I got my fingers crossed, you know, so, you know, it depends on tomorrow, how well he feels tomorrow. You know, we got our fingers crossed, though.
He's good to go, though. He'll put him back in as the starter as long as he's good to go, or does he
we really haven't
100%?
We really haven't made that decision yet. You know, we're just glad he's practicing right now, and we like what Jose did last week. So we'll wait and see what you know what they do tomorrow, and then we'll make a decision.
You could have Corey in that mix too there for the decision making process. Do you feel like he's can he just come back and be a starter like he was?
I think that's a question for Tom.
You talk about Rivers 70% efficiency, very quick release. What the problems that he presents?
Yeah. Phillip Rivers is, I think, the system that he's running right now, the weapons that he has, he's really doing a nice job of just getting the ball out. He knows where he wants to go with the football. He's taking advantage of, you know, either man coverage, zone coverage, double coverage. We saw some people, Kansas City, double gates, and hits another receiver. So he's got some good weapons that he uses. Really, he's a smart quarterback, and I think the biggest improvement I've seen just from watching him, you know, studying him last year to this year, is his ability to get the ball out quick.